Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Dettingham, and today we have the other two candidates that are running for the 2025 Dallas County Fair Queen of Cadence Brown, being a 2025 graduate of Dallas Center Grimes High School, and Kelsey Greenslade, who is a 2025 graduate of Adel DeSoto Minburn High School in Adel. Yesterday, we talked with Maya Southwick and Jenna Schliemann. So today, the focus is on Cadence and Kelsey, and we'll start here with Cadence Brown. So Cadence, opening question of what inspired you to want to run for the Dallas County Fair Queen?
Yes, so this is my first year running, and what inspired me to become a Dallas County Fair Queen candidate was actually the most recent queen, Courtney, and my FFA advisor for kind of pushing me into this position, even though I was completely against it at first. But then I found out how much of a role model and how much people look up to you and how much of a leadership aspect it really is.
Awesome. There you go. And so can you name your favorite hobbies?
My favorite hobby would be taking my dog on a walk around on trails, probably around ledges. And then another one would be reading. I love to read. I've read 5 books this year already. So
do you have like a favorite category of books?
Probably sci-fi. I love science fiction.
Awesome. There you go. And then can you name what your favorite aspect is about the Dallas County Fair?
My favorite aspect about the Dallas County Fair is probably how many opportunities there is to volunteer. I've personally been volunteering for 4 years with my FFA chapter in the food stand, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Awesome. There you go. Can you name some ways you display leadership?
I was my FFA chapter's vice president for 2 years in a row, but I've also been a part of show choir and student council. In student council, I wasn't really a leader, but I had a lot of people come up to me and ask questions. And in show choir, I wasn't also not a leader, but a lot of people were like, Cadence, I look up to you the most. I also won show choir MVP, so I'm going to take that.
No, that's awesome. Talk about how important it is to you to educate people about agriculture.
I love agriculture. I've been a part of it pretty much my whole life, and I love sharing what I know about it, and I love hearing what other people have to say about it. That's why I love FFA. I was in 4-H for 2 years, and then I moved away, so then I had to get out of that. And I just love going to the state convention here and talking to others that I may not know and getting to know their leadership aspects.
Awesome. There you go. And can you share one thing that people may not know about you?
One thing that people may not know about me is I am a very talkative person. I may not seem like it at first, but if you start talking to me, I probably won't stop for a while.
Yeah, there you go. And then what would it mean to you to be named the 2025 Dallas County Fair Queen?
To be named the 2025 Dallas County Fair Queen would mean so much to me. I know that I love to be a leader. I love to be a role model. I love hearing the fact that people look up to me, and I want to keep being that for people. I feel like this role would put me in a really good place with that, and I also feel like I can bring pride and unity to Dallas County and other counties around.
Awesome. There you go. That is Cadence Brown, again, a 2025 graduate from DCG High School. And Cadence, thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you.
Cadence has served as the boys basketball manager, helped speech team achieve large group All-State Award. She serves in her community through leading activities in nursing home meals and cleaning and maintaining community gardens and spaces. Again, she is a 2025 graduate from DCG High School. Our fourth and final candidate for the 2025 Dallas County Fair Queen is Kelsey Greenslade, again, a recent graduate from ADM High School. And Kelsey, you ran last year, and you must have loved it so much that you're back. So what kind of was your inspiration for returning this year?
Yeah, so I really grew up surrounded by the fair. I've been showing animals ever since I was a little girl. I've grown up really doing everything at the fairgrounds. I mean, I even learned how to ride my bike at the Dallas County Fair, so that's really something. But growing up around these fair queens, they were really some of my biggest role models. I mean, at first I thought they were just like the most gorgeous girls to ever walk the planet. You get to walk around in a sash and a crown, and that's amazing, right? Mm-hmm. But as I grew up and as I matured, I really realized that these girls are the leaders of our community. They're the role models for the younger generations. They're the girls who have beliefs and they stick to them. They know what they want, and that's just something that's super cool to me, and I want to have that opportunity to be somebody like that for the younger generations and be that role model that I had when I was a younger girl.
Now, that is absolutely incredible. Can you name some of your favorite hobbies?
Oh, I've got a lot of favorite hobbies, but I love to go shopping, okay. Love a good trip to Starbucks or any coffee place. I love hanging out with my friends, family, being around livestock, and taking a good nap, honestly.
There you go. No, that's great. So obviously, can you name your favorite aspect about the Dallas County Fair? Obviously, I know, you know, it's here in Adel, so where you grew up.
Yeah, I mean, it's really right in the heart of my community. So there's a lot of things that I love about the fair, but probably some of my favorite memories are in the show barns here, getting to hang out with some of my best friends that I've had since before I could walk. It's really just that community that surrounds you and that family that you build in these places that makes it so special. And I think that the Dallas County Fair is one of those places that's so close to my heart because of the memories and the experiences that I've had here.
Absolutely. And so can you name some ways that you display leadership?
Well, I've had lots of different leadership opportunities throughout both my time in high school and just life in general. I served as an officer in 4-H for 9 years. I have held 6 different leadership roles in FFA at the local, district, and state level now. I was on our wrestling leadership team. I mean, just really those skills that you need to have in your later career, I think are so important. And I feel like I display those by really getting to know the people around me, getting to hear everyone's story, and figuring out how you can connect with each individual person around you, I think is something that's super important for leadership.
Well, Kelsey, I know obviously you're involved in 4-H. Can you talk about how important it is for you to educate people about agriculture?
Yeah, so educating people about agriculture is something that's super close to my heart and I'm very passionate about. As a future ag educator, that's my major. I think that ag is really the heart of everything that we do. We live in Iowa, so that's really the backbone of agriculture in America, as we know. But growing up in ag community, it has always been really important to me to educate those around me. One experience that I had actually is someone from my wrestling team one time looked at me and was like, "Kelsey, I don't know why you like agriculture so much. It's not like you eat corn for dinner every day." And I was just so taken aback because I was like, how can somebody who lives 5 minutes away from me not know that every single thing we eat, our clothes, our houses, like that's all agriculture? Mm-hmm. So I think that that was just like an eye-opening moment for me that I realized that this is something that I'm so passionate about, that I'm called to do, that I want to make sure that everyone knows, no matter their age, their background, or whatever it may be, mm-hmm. that agriculture really is the heart of our lives and something that everyone should be educated on.
That's a great answer. Can you also share something, one thing that people may not know about you?
I'm a pretty open book.
Okay.
One thing people may not know about me is I feel like I've done a lot of variety of activities. I was on the girls' wrestling team, mm-hmm. but when I was younger, I was also a dancer.
Okay.
And I played on a travel lacrosse team. So
wow.
Kind of some unique sports, I guess. Like you can always find me doing the odd hobbies that people probably didn't know existed, I guess. But yeah, that's just something people probably wouldn't know about me, I guess.
There you go. And what would it mean for you to be named the 2025 Dallas County Fair Queen?
Well, kind of going back to those answers previously, not only about being the role model for those younger girls and having the opportunity to represent what I think is the best county in the state of Iowa and probably across the nation, in my opinion, at the state level, but really having that opportunity to share what I'm passionate about and advocate for agriculture throughout everything I do. Something else I'm really passionate about that kind of goes hand in hand with agriculture is I'm very passionate about education. Mm-hmm. And whether it's agriculture education or special education or finding ways to integrate those together so that every student, no matter their ability or disability, can know about agriculture and why it's so important and really just getting that throughout our schools. And I think that's something that I would really want to focus on if I was the Fair Queen, but really just being that role model for our community and having that person that people can look to and know that there's that leadership in our county.
Awesome. There you go. That is Kelsey Greenslade, 2025 graduate from ADM High School, as she is a candidate for the Dallas County Fair Queen. Kelsey, thank you so much and good luck.
Yeah, thank you. It's always great to be here.
Kelsey has also served students in the ADM Special Education Room, volunteered for the Dallas County Farm Bureau Barn Buddies Program, the Dallas County Pig Pals, Dallas County Fair Farm Bureau Commodity Court, Iowa State Fair Bacon Buddies Special Needs Show, and the Iowa State Fair Have You Heard program. Very busy for 2025 graduate of ADM, Kelsey Greenslade. Again, she is a candidate for this year's Dallas County Fair Queen. As a reminder, the other candidates are Cadence Brown, Jenna Schliemann, and Maya Southwick, as the coronation taking place Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Dallas County Fairgrounds in Adel, so we will find out who will be named the 2025 Dallas County Fair Queen. That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.